Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and joining me this week, it's a Sans Pants Radio Network special. Woo! It is Zoe Bellotta, Jackson Bailey, Joel Zabit, and Joel Dusha. Yeah!
Thank you so much for having us. We're usually banned from
making this annoying sound. Yeah, let's talk over Dusha with like I don't know, like a four.
Yeah, I did like that Dusha said thank you and the rest of us were like, gibberish? Yeah.
Well, I think what he was going to say, we're not allowed on any other episodes ever again. Is that what you're going
to
say?
I was going to say it is rare for us to all guest on something together because it's usually a bad idea to get us together. Yeah. And that was censored by everyone just screaming. So.
Not true. When you three, the first time you were on the episode, it was one of the most popular episodes of the year.
That's true.
Late edition.
The first time.
We do a good first impression after that.
But that was the only time I've had you all on together.
I have a feeling that the appeal of that episode may have also been that within the first question, we had famously wholesome host and runner of Planet Broadcasting, Claire, admitting to the fact she'd seen a dude suck his own dick.
That's true.
Yeah. And that was within question one.
Wow.
I was playing the Death Star through and through. Yeah. We bring out the absolute worst in everyone immediately.
Yeah. Now, normally what I do at the top of the show is I go through everyone's names and say, you share your name with this person, but three of you, your actual names, don't, like, there's no other Zoe. Mm. There's no other Zamet. I couldn't find another Zamet. There's no other Jackson Bailey the way you spell it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think there's been a Joel Dusha, hasn't there?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. Four out of four. There's a reason I didn't do it.
No, there's there's a few douches out there. I'm related to some of them. Not related to any of the famous ones. There's an AFL player that played for the Bendigo Bombers and never got drafted to the AFL. And I think there's
a claim to fame,
soccer player that did pretty well. Can't remember his first name. But yeah, if you Google Dusha, it's mostly me, baby.
Yeah.
Which is bad news for Google.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, what we're doing today as well is, because you guys know each other so well, we're not going to go beyond round two, three, and four. We're not doing those rounds. We're just doing round one, special social media round.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be 25 questions.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Because I don't know if people know this, the pot is always 25 questions.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There you go. So it's always 25. So
you're in a proper game show. I get it. You've got set rules.
Yeah. We're learning how that stakes, mate. That's pretty nice.
Can I also say, not all 25 make it to the final edit.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes I cut some out if I'm like, well, that was boring, or that talked about a real life death.
Why did this episode only have 10 questions?
Oh, no. One question not answered. The Sans Pants Radio episode.
All right. But what we're doing today is social media. So in this round, I'll read out status updates by the five of us. Or I'm included. So this could be my tweets.
That's good because we know each other too well.
That's fair. Yeah.
I predict that me and Zamet and Josh Zamet and I they're going to be the tricky ones.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think if it's about like wasteland or rats, it's Jack. Come me. Depression, Zoe.
Yep.
Angry you, and then the wild card.
Josh is the wild card.
That's my prediction.
I will say, Zamet, that I feel like that both Josh and I do incur like sometimes, rarely, but sometimes encroach on your cum space.
That's I feel like we all tweet about cum.
Can I just say
my cum space?
You can tell my tweets a certain time of night when it's like everyone in my house is in bed. I've been reading Twitter far too long. So I'm going to go, all right, it's 11 o'clock. Anyone who likes me for the cake show, they're going to bed. Yeah. Here we go. Forgetting that they stay up the next day and then people read them at 8 o'clock in the morning going, oh, are you all right, Josh? All right. So your names, your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet up until question 15, and then you lose points after that if you get it wrong. Okay. Yeah. That's how we're going to do it.
Just a heads up, I plan on not riffing at all, taking this way too seriously. I lost last time I was on here by one or so points, and I'm furious about it. So
I'm hoping that you like go real high, and then the rest of us zero.
Yeah.
That's what my aim
is. 25 out of 25.
Anyone ever done that? Clean slate, kept the board very tidy.
No, but Tom Ballow got very close. I think he got 14 one episode. Four.
14, not that all close 25. To 25.
That's true. I might call that but a some pathetic of them, attempt.
The other 11 were edited out, though. So.
But, that's true.
But you take at least 5 questions he can't answer because they're about him.
No, that's true.
Good point. Yeah. That's true.
Okay. He did pretty well.
Okay. 14 out of 20. Tom Ballard, if you're listening, I'm still calling you out. Yeah. Not an effort to be proud of.
What if you answer, like, say, like, I say, like, yeah, my name, I reckon that was Jack, but then it was my tweet that I just didn't, like, remember. Is that
no
points.
Double
points?
No Zero. Points.
Oh. Okay.
And if you do it enough, you're
banned for life.
All right.
Take the microphone
Question
away.
One. Mm-hmm. Can't believe I love my dad, even though he fucked my mom.
Jackson.
yes, Jackson.
That's gonna be Zoe, right?
No, that is John Dusha.
Damn.
Point there.
Zoe
for
loves
Dusha.
To talk about her parents fucking.
My parents fuck so hard. I have this framed picture of my dad above my bed from when he was like 20, and he was real hot.
Yeah.
And he's like on a motorcycle, look and like in leather, looking really sexy. And I put it specifically above my bed because if anyone's ever fucking me, I want them to make eye contact with my dad.
Good. It's intergenerational.
Like, I'm usually drinking out of a mug that has Zoe's dad on it. So
the link between the fact that your parents fuck heaps and the fact you've got a picture of your dad above your bed was a very strenuous link there.
Yeah.
But
I invite people over and then they're like, what's up with that man above your bed? And I'm like, oh, that's my dad. Doesn't he look like he fucks?
He does. Yeah. Mm. He does.
And he does.
And I'm the proof.
Josh Earl.
As in
you.
The proof.
You, yes. It's always older brother Josh Earl. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. The other day, sorry, such a tangent, but my dad had a kidney stone and I really want it because I want to be able to hold it and be like, we both came out of my dad's penis.
Oh, that is good. Hand motion you're doing is so big.
Yeah.
I just don't think.
A little geode.
Like, it looks like a golf ball, but
all
more
right,
a soft ball.
I'll be like, this came out of my dad's cock, and so
yeah,
did this.
Exactly. That's better.
It's important to know that Zoe very violently pointed to herself when she said, and so did this. Yeah. Like, the violence of that point should not be understated. Yeah.
All right, question two. The opposite of goody two-shoes is cunty no socks.
Zammit.
Yes, Zammit.
I reckon that's you, Josh.
No, that is the person next to you. That is Zoe. A point there for Zoe.
Do we just not know each other at all? That would be very
Maybe
funny.
We don't know shit about fuck. Yeah.
I'm accidentally subscribed to douche 15. God dang it, zang it. And I think it's just Zoe Bellotta, but still. No, are you Roll Cassidy? What's your Twitter handle?
No, I'm Zoe Sans
Pants. Zoe Sang Pants.
Don't even know a Twitter handle.
I don't know.
Christ
Maybe
tonight.
Question three. God, parkour annoys me. Just take
Dusha.
The stairs. Yes, Dusha.
That is Joel Zammit's special.
That's my favorite tweet Zammit's ever done. I love it so much.
Well, Zammit's favorite tweet that Zammit's ever done. I'm going for a bonus point here. That's his pinned tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy. It's just not impressive.
Yeah. Like, good. I just always picture you... Like, I don't know, watching a guy flip down a flight of 3 stairs and being like, who cares?
Yeah. Zammit was watching like Casino Royale and he was like, not Bondy enough.
I once toured with a man, I won't say his name, but he says that he was the first in Australia to do parkour and was talking to sponsorship companies for his parkour. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you're running down and jumping down a flight of stairs and someone's like, I've got to get some sponsorship on that. Like,
so was this a comedian or a musician?
A comedian.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, I brought parkour to Australia. No one was doing it until I started doing it.
You're saying that if it had been a musician, it wouldn't be ridiculous?
No, no.
Well, no, to be honest, I would have had the same response regardless. I just wanted further information. Yeah, but the idea of someone standing on stage telling jokes and thinking about jumping downstairs or vice versa. Yeah. Makes me upset.
Pisses me.
No, I don't know how you can claim claim inventing parkour, because if you've ever been a teenager and seen a teenage boy run at a wall, just for the shit of
that's
it,
that's parkour.
Hey, you know what also exists in our world? A jungle gym. You know who does that? Toddlers. Am I impressed?
Children invented parkour.
It's just skateboarding without the board, and the board is the cool part of skateboarding. I'm with Zaman here. I wish I tweeted that.
Yeah, good. Retweet me.
Yeah.
No.
Next question. This is a bit of an act out. Joe Pesci. Wake up, Marv. Something's happened to the Duna. Daniel Stern. Oh, what'd you wake me up for, Harry? I was having the best dream. The Wet Dream Bandits.
Dusha. Oh.
Yes, Dusha.
Oh, actually, I'm going to go Jackson, but I'm... Mm.
That was Josh Earl. Point there for me.
Panicked. I just realized that when I was like, Dusha, Joe Pesci, but then the moment that the other actor's name got dropped, I was like, Jackson would never refer to that Daniel guy.
Absolutely.
By
I would either use the names within the film.
You'd call them
or
like
Wet Bandit
Marvin
1
Earl.
And Wet Bandit 2.
Wet Bandit 1 or Wet Bandit 2. Yeah.
But I couldn't do that because then I was saying the
well,
Wet
absolutely,
Dream
Bandit. Absolutely, yeah,
so.
Look. Yeah. I'd have ruined my own joke, I guess, the point.
I had to look it up, and I thought, as long as I got Joe Pesci first, people will quickly catch on what I'm
absolutely
talking about. Yeah.
Goodfellas.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking about Goodfellas. Yeah. Real Goodfellas.
Good time, fellas. For sure.
I guess, Jackson would have been like, anyway, I was sucking off the Wet Bandits, and they were like, I guess we're the Wet Dream Bandits now. And you're like, what?
What if Joe Pesci combed his pants? That would be my tweet. Would that be good?
Traversing the wasteland, and I'm explaining to my chimp, who is also my best friend, did you know that I once, you know, took a load of Joe Pesci in the... he was in the Wet Bandits. I think that was the name of that film. Anyway, let's go hunt clams.
That would be it.
I think
every
time I've appeared on this podcast, I've gained Twitter followers. I think this will be the first episode where I lose them.
No, don't say that. Followers of me. Follow these guys. Okay, next question. I need you guys to know, when I say I'm dumb and lazy, I'm not putting myself down or am I fishing for compliments. I'm actually pointing out my two best qualities.
Dusha. That is Zoe special. Oh,
yeah. That is Zoe,
Absolutely. It seems like it's self-effacing.
She's
dumb. It's actually a brag somehow.
I'm dumb and fat.
You're like, oh, is she talking to... Oh, no. She's very proud.
No. She's very oddly proud of it.
I normally would have someone's lazy if they're well into their 20s or 30s and they have no license. Do you drive, Zoe?
Yeah, I drive now.
You drive now? How old are you?
Last time I was on the podcast, we made fun of me for not driving. Oh. But I drive now.
I still don't.
There you go.
I got my license at 26.
There's
Jackson
only one person here that doesn't drive.
And it's me. I was on the way.
But because I got my license last, now I'm in charge of chauffeuring Jackson.
Yeah.
It'll be sad to lose that burden quality when I do get my license.
I think the worst part about you not having your license, Jackson, is I know that this was part of your plan because you worked really hard on your owls for like 2 months, failed your test for kind of a silly reason, and then from that moment onward, we're like... Yep, I tried, I failed.
Oh, well.
People can't be angry with me.
I gave it a go.
I did, yeah.
What was the reason? What was the reason you failed?
You know those
parked cars? You're not meant to
smash them. No, it was, you know those turns where turning is actually going straight? And if you go straight, I screwed that up a couple of times.
What? No, going straight is the opposite of a turn. What?
You know, Josh knew.
I know. There's one, and you're going from Nicholson Street in kind of the Brunswick area, and there's this street, I think it's called Holden Street, and then goes on to Nicholson Street again in East Brunswick.
Yeah.
And there's a bit at the end where you can go down to the park, but it's straight, but then the road is actually, the continuation is curved. So to go straight, you got to put your indicator
on. I didn't do that a couple of times, and they were like, sorry, and I was like, cooked it.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
I can't remember how many.
Well, the good news is, Jackson, that was, what, a year and a half ago? And you've driven zero times since. So you've tried, you've given it a crack. License not for you.
That's okay. Maybe I'll move on. You know?
Yeah. All right.
My next question. How does Joe Rogan do a podcast, but also looks like the kind of person who wouldn't understand what a podcast was if I explained it to
him? Dusha.
Yes, Dusha.
That is Josh Earl.
No, that is Jackson Bailey. You're pointing at Jackson.
Come on, dude. Get your head in the game. Joe Rogan's got the kind of face. He looks like an uncle that doesn't understand what I do. He looks like an uncle that I see at a family do, and he's like, so what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm in podcasts. And he's like, what the hell is that? That's Joe Rogan's face. Yeah.
And then you're like, it's Netflix radio. And they're like, Netflix has a radio station.
And I'm like, Joe, please calm down. You're ruining the family gathering.
Well, they'd be like, what kind of music? What kind of music do you guys play? Yeah.
One thing I'll give Joe Rogan credit for.
Okay.
And I can say this as a short man.
Okay.
He is also a short man.
He is short.
But his face is not a short man's face.
That's true. No. He's got a broad man's face. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got
very broad
big
man
shoulders
energy.
And he just looks tall.
Yeah, that's very true.
When he's
true.
Sitting down.
That's
and then when you see him in interviews where he's interviewing other UFC fighters, you're like, oh, they're giants. And you're like, oh, no, he's only like 5'8".
Yeah.
Yeah. He's shaped basically like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a human Patrick Star from SpongeBob. Basically, yeah. Physically.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Why is Frankenstein's monster so big? He's just a couple of dead blokes stitched together. That doesn't make any sense. He shouldn't be 8 feet tall. Fuck you, Mary Shelley, and fuck you, Frankenstein.
Zoe.
I heard Zoe, yes.
And I thought it was Jackson, but I'm going to say Dusha.
You are correct,
well
yes,
done.
It was Dusha.
No, it was all Jackson until it said, fuck you, Mary Shelley, and I was like, no.
Wait a second.
Wait,
that was a quick turn. That was a quick turn.
Did I tweet that?
Yeah, you tweeted that.
Wow, I'm funny. I thought that was Zaman. I was like, good work, Zaman. That's a funny tweet.
No. I'm sad you weren't about to talk shit about a douche until you found out it was you.
Couple of blokes.
What the
fuck
heck?
Off.
Oh, wait, no, that's, now that I think about it, that's really hilarious.
Yeah, we should all listen to books this smart.
Next question. Big fan of America having to decide between two men that would struggle to set up a Gmail account.
Dusha.
Yes,
that's
Dusha.
Zamet.
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Yes, that is Zamet.
Joel,
yes.
I feel like most of the political tweets, all of the political tweets, will come from Joel Zamet.
I have one famous political tweet, and it is a retweet of Trump, so I think it's
it's a bit weird to claim that's yours.
Yeah. Well, I commented on it. Okay. I put a caption. It was like a quote retweet.
Oh, okay, that's a bit different.
Can I say, we're currently recording this on the 7th of October. It'll be released on the 15th of October. So who knows if Trump is still even alive.
So much can change since then. But me and you, JD, we were discussing it just, I think it was yesterday. It's like, it's great that they have two options where if you gave them a list of things to get from a grocery store and they went to a grocery store that they had never been before, how many of them would they get right?
Yeah, basically I was saying to Zamet, I don't understand how you could vote for someone you wouldn't trust to give a shopping list to. I wouldn't let someone that's 78 years old do my shopping.
No.
Like, as in, I wouldn't be like...
No.
Well,
I'd be scared to let them have a bath by themselves. Seriously, imagine you're like, either Trump or Biden, imagine them taking a bath alone. I don't think you can do it. Yeah. I don't think they do. I think they have someone to help them have a bath. And I don't think that's that controversial a statement. That's just probably true.
Yeah, just imagine them both eating soup. They're both going to need a little bit of help and or a bib.
Yeah.
Did someone put this up the other day? It was like... they put the Seinfeld music underneath Trump talking about straws.
That's good.
And I don't like the man, but the dude's funny. The dude has good bits.
I was talking to one of my friends who isn't part of this podcast about this. Like, I hate him, but he is very good at stupid nicknames that catch on. And he also is happy to just try out a bunch until one sticks.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's incredible seeing him do I don't know, it's like a quick 5 minutes to be like, I know we're talking about the death of 100,000 people. I understand that. But here's my type five.
Yeah.
What do we think?
I still love when he was talking about the ozone layer and talking about how he goes, they're telling me I can't use hairspray, even though I'm in my house. How's this getting out of my house? It's like, it's just here. And it's like, and people were loving it. It's like, people would go to that because there's no right-wing comedians
in America.
That's
true.
That's what they're going to. Like, they're missing.
I need a laugh. Like,
what's that? Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy or whatever.
Yeah, I can't see Larry the Cable Guy every month. So here we go. We're going to see him.
Yeah. Yeah, you can be funny
and
the
a terrible person. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Have you ever heard of comedians? Yeah.
Just 9 out of 10 of them, really. Yeah. To be honest.
All right. Next question. With Novak Djokovic in the news, let's discuss how he always dresses like he just had a growth spurt, but his mum is refusing to buy him new clothes until his birthday in 2 months' time.
I think that was Zoe gave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Yeah. I think it was Josh because I don't think any of us know sport.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, point for Zoe.
That was another one where I was like, was that me or was that Josh? Yeah. I'm going to be quiet just in case.
You don't want to guess your own and humiliate yourself. That's fair.
Well, no, I don't want to buzz in and be like, that was Josh. I'm like, no, that was you. I'm like, wow, I'm stupid.
I got a lot of people give me flack for how I spelt Djokovic.
How'd you do it?
I spelled it wrong. No. I put V-I-T-C-H, and it's just a C. Hey.
Look, that's pretty good. Like, I just spelled normal words like, I don't know, yesterday wrong. So you're fine, man.
Well, I was saying I didn't want the Novak heads coming for me on Twitter. Like, I get it.
I know everyone here is being supportive of your spelling, but I would just like to go on record and say, Josh, you're a fucking idiot for that. A simple Google search would have saved that tweet. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have time. It's in my brain. I've got to get those thumbs on the Twitter. Here we go.
It's too funny. Yeah.
I'm there. All
right, next question. The devil, against his better judgment, snaps his fingers and gives me the ability to put an entire fish into my throat and pull out only the skeleton like a cartoon cat in exchange for my immortal soul and an attorney in hell. Yes, Zammit.
That's Jack.
That is Jackson.
Are you sure you want to think about that tweet some more, Zammit? Are you sure you want to lock in Jackson?
No, it's so very... very vague, and who could it be?
Yeah, anybody. Josh, was that? No.
Is it just any tweet that opens with the devil, comma? You're like,
like, any mention of desert or wasteland, regardless.
It's going to be me. I find it so. Yeah. The idea of somebody putting a fish in their mouth and pulling out the skeleton like a cartoon cat, I find so funny.
I love it.
I find that joke, that tweet came because I kept on mocking Adam, saying that if I. Mm. Who I think maybe you've had on the show before, maybe not, Adam Carnevale, also from Sandspans, that if I got a genie's wish, that's all I would wish for Adam to have the ability to put a fish in his mouth and pull out a skeleton like a cartoon cat. And he was like, don't do that. I'm like, sorry, man.
I remember this. We were at the food park in Thornbury. Yeah, exactly. I remember the discussion. He got so mad at us.
See, I love the cartoon vomiting up fish like skeletons. I love that. I think more people... more poor people should wear just barrels. That is it.
Maybe tweets later on in this episode are going to be hard to guess between Josh and Jackson after all.
But I think, how good would it be if you saw, you're walking down the street and you see a man wearing a barrel?
It's like, incredible. Yeah. It's the best thing ever. Because, like, I feel like buying a barrel or acquiring a barrel is not easy.
No.
I think that if somebody was wearing a barrel, I would be like, I don't know if you're really poor. I don't know what this is.
Jackson.
This is like a suit for all occasions.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's hot, it was cold. You're covered either way.
And if you panic, you can hide in it like a turtle.
Yeah.
Jackson, I'm confident that if you saw a man wearing a barrel asking for money, you would ask to life swap with him. Like, can I have your barrel? You can have my home and life.
Yeah, I'd be like, instead of giving you money, I'll give you my clothes and wallet, and you give me the barrel. Yes, and then I'd just be on the train home with the biggest grin in my face. Yes!
I'll do a score update. All right. We're 10 questions in. All right. The scores are, Zammit, you're a 1 point.
Well done.
On the board.
Me, I'm on 1 point.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Yes. Jackson, you're on 1 point.
Yes.
Well done.
Zoe, you're on 3 points.
Hell yeah.
Joe, Dusha, you're on 4 points.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's tight.
It is tighter than I would have liked it to be, 10 questions in. Preferably it would have been 10 zip, 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 zip. There was another person that I included in that also, the listener also on 0 points.
Now, I've never won my own show. I did say a few episodes back, if I win my show, I'll retire the show.
Yeah.
No.
Or I'll retire and someone else can and host it. But yeah
that's great.
Yeah.
So here we go. Question 11. While I respect the friendship he has with Elliot, if I saw E.T. in the street, I'd kill him with a shovel without
Jackson.
Hesitation. Just keep wailing on that moist alien, fuck until he was a puddle. Yes, Jackson.
Dusha.
I am famous for my hatred of that wet alien fuck E.T.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate him. I hate looking at him. I hate thinking about him. Nah. I don't hate his movie. His movie's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Like, okay, JD, I get that, but don't you kind of maybe want to put his finger in your mouth? Yeah.
No. I want to hit him with a shovel. Did you not listen to the tweet?
I think
Dusha
was pretty clear.
But he wants Joel, to be...
Yeah.
You work in a cinema. You see E.T. at the credits of so many movies.
Yeah, like every time the ambulance screen comes up, I'm like, I will fucking fight you, screen. Although, when I watch E.T., Josh, I actually thought of you because I don't know why. I can't even remember if this was an episode I was in or if I was listening to your podcast and you were talking about how, well, maybe this was your stand-up. Anyway, you were talking about how dog shit isn't white anymore.
Yes.
E.T., when he's dying, looks like white dog shit.
Yeah, he does.
And when that happened, I was like, fuck. I should message Josh about this.
But it is a thing. And for those, not to burn the stand-up, that's all it is. There was there's nothing else to it. I'm just like, you don't see white dog shit anymore.
It's true, though. It is
and
weird.
And the audience
it
is like, yes!
Like, when I was a kid, you saw it all the time.
Yeah.
And now it's
is
nowhere.
Is it to do with what they feed him?
Nowhere. Although, sorry, I don't know if anyone's noticed this, in lockdown, we're all in Victoria, in lockdown, are you seeing more dog shit than ever before?
Yes,
not really.
I tweeted about this, so I'm maybe giving away my own game here, but I stood in dog shit for the first time in like 15 years the other day. It sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Our family had 3 days in a row where one of us was treading or rolling in it. And it was like, what is going on?
Dog shit is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if the people who don't normally walk dogs are now walking dogs because they're home and they're bored, and so they don't want to pick it up, or dogs are bored and they're getting out and about and they're just leaving it there.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
Logic says the first one, but I want to believe the second.
Me too.
One.
Yeah.
Dogs
Me too.
Are bored and they're like, man. I'm
when I get
bored,
out of
I'm
when
gonna...
I'm on a walk, when I get out of this goddamn house, first thing I'm
sick
gonna
of
do
shitting in my own backyard. Yeah. I want to shit in someone else's front yard.
With the E.T. thing as well, Peter Hellier told me a story once that he loves the film E.T. He's a big film buff, and he was so excited when his boys were old enough to watch E.T.
Yeah,
and he went too early with one of them, and the kid was so scared, and had to turn it off. It is a scary movie, but then it ruined other films that had the E.T. like, you know, logo. What company is it that has the credit?
Amblin. Yeah.
And they went to the cinema, like it was the first time they'd been to the cinema since they'd seen E.T.
Oh,
and the kid freaked out. I was like, you said he wouldn't be here. We've got to go. We've got to go. And Pete just had to take one of his kids out of the cinema and wait until him go. That was all he was going to be in. He's not coming back. Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right.
You said he wasn't going to be here.
Yeah.
Just quickly, while Peter Hallier comes up, because this is the first and probably only time this is ever going to be something I can share where it is relevant. When I moved into my current house, as a housewarming gift, someone tore out a photo of Peter Hallier from a magazine and stuck it to the fridge because they wanted to, like, they were like, you look like him. And then I was just...
I mean, you do.
Yeah.
And then they were just like,
not wrong.
Yeah. And then for ages, like, it's still on the fridge now, 4 years later. Just
That's
a picture
amazing.
Of Peter Hallier torn out of a magazine. And the whole point was, you look like Peter Hallier. I was
do
like,
you
cool.
think about it every time you pass it? Are you like, huh, I guess I do.
I spice things up a little bit by, we have like these round magnets. So I put that over his eyes because now it looks like it's Peter Hallier at a music festival.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
What I'll do for this episode, you know how I always put the four faces up on the social media? I'll do you for the first one. But then when I do the, hey, have you heard this episode yet? I'll put Peter Hallier in and see if anyone notices.
No one will.
No one will.
No. Yeah. All right, next question. Kissing. You mean touching my disgusting mouth to another person's disgusting mouth?
Dusha.
I don't think so. This hole's for genitals only.
Dusha. That is that's a Zoe tweet.
That is Zoe. Yes, another point there for Joe.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And they're just like sometimes it's obvious, but sometimes it's just like vibe. It's like you're just gonna. It's the taste of the tweet, you know.
Jackson
and I don't like the taste of other people's meals.
Yeah, that's fair.
Holes, other holes,
other holes. Fine. I haven't kissed another person in about 5 years because I find it so disgusting.
Wow.
But genitals.
That rolls.
You were
going to
say 5 months hooked up since.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say 5 months because we've been in lockdown. I was like, yeah, no, being single in lockdown, it kind of sucks. 5 years.
No, 5 years. And I've like hooked up with people. I've just like fucking.
Not on the face.
Not on the face. Yeah. Like I'm like, no, not on the lips. I'm a. What's that movie?
Oh, the one with Kevin Klein or something?
I'm pretty a pretty woman. Yeah. Not on the face, I'm a pretty woman. Is that what you're saying? What?
I'm Julia Roberts' pretty woman.
People I sleep with are so confused by my dirty talk.
And it was it's Richard Gere, not Kevin Kline.
You were confusing it with
no, but there was another one about Richard with Kevin Kline.
Was In and Out?
Like, yeah. And he tries like, when I was this age, I think he's with Meg Ryan, and he's like, I was this age and I slept with a prostitute, but kissing was extra, so I saved up my money to go and kiss her.
And kissing was a nickel those days.
Next question. Unpopular opinion, fast food edition. Ronald McDonald should be killed with a knife.
Damn it.
Yes, damn it.
Is that Jack?
Yes, that is Jackson, yes. Put there for Zach.
Hey, that's a good tweet.
Yeah, I was happy with that one. Because, like, you see so many of those. I tried a couple of others in that kind of vein where it's like, hey, I'm pop. You know, like, they go around Twitter, those, like, weird Twitter memes where it's like, do a movie and replace the last word with, you know, nuts or whatever.
Yeah.
But that was the only one I ever did.
Take away a letter
worked,
and ruin everyone's day or something.
You got a whole story out in like 14 words, which is rare for you.
Yeah.
It's so weird that McDonald's don't advertise with Ronald McDonald anymore.
Yeah, where'd he go?
They still have Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, true.
Huh.
I don't, same with Grimace and like all the fellas. They've
bird
all.
Bird one.
Yeah, the bird one.
The bird one.
Which was just called Birdie, McCheese.
Man the Cheese.
The Hamburglar.
Hamburglar? They made the Hamburglar sexy kind of recently, right? Like a couple of years ago. They were like, what if the Hamburglar was like
Tell
a kind of bangable dude?
Yeah.
I don't
Tell
really know if that's what anyone was really gutting for.
Okay, you seemed happy with it.
It was black and white stripes, which as everyone who has ever seen me before knows, it's very fashionable just to wear stripes. So,
100%. Yeah, for sure.
But,
No, Jackson, all I got is cosplay.
No.
Oh, wait, no, it's good again.
Wait, is that the man?
Just
is
sexy.
It like this dude?
She's sexy.
Get this guy?
I was like, why has Zoe got her phone out? Maybe she's, you know, got a message, like a text or something. No, she's gunning it to try and find hot Hamburglar.
I found a picture of Nick Jonas dressed as the Hamburglar. Does that count as sexy Hamburglar?
Yes, but that's not the one I'm referring to.
Okay.
Is it just a guy who's wearing, like... Is it this son of a bitch? He's wearing some like red gloves.
I think that's what it was.
Hot
new
Hamburglar.
Yeah,
sexy
I think
is that
creepy?
Him.
That's the article.
Oh wow, he looks like he's done a sex crime.
Yeah,
yeah, he doesn't look really good. But yeah, they brought him back. They were like, "What if the Hamburglar was hot,
dark, and mysterious?"
Yeah,
he's just not shaved.
Just a bad boy.
As if the Hamburglar wasn't already sexy. What are they talking about?
All right, next question. I don't want to admit the age where I found out hyperbole was not pronounced hyperbole.
Zoe.
Jackson.
I heard Zoe first.
Damn it.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Zoe.
We've had this discussion. We've had this discussion, but I thought it was pronounced with a little Spanish accent and thought it was pronounced hyperbole.
Wow, hyperbole. That rules. Hyperbole. It sounds like an awesome
hyperbole.
Festival.
Hey.
That's amazing.
Zoe, the trick with English is usually it doesn't have a Spanish
with an English
accent.
Typically. Not always.
But the name Jose, you know.
That's a Spanish name.
Spanish word, yeah. The trick there is just because you can say it doesn't mean it's not English.
Uh-huh. But Taco Tuesday.
Well, you
taco.
Don't say... Do you not pronounce taco for one? That's already a bad sign.
Don't follow.
All right, next question. This is the last question until we start losing points if we get it wrong.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. The new Batman has the Riddler in it. They better have a scene where they wheel a boy into the hospital and a nurse says, the boy's father was killed in a crash. And the doctor says, sees the boy and says, I cannot operate on this boy. He is my son.
Dusha. Jackson.
Yes, Dusha.
That's a Josh Earl tweet.
That is a Josh Earl tweet. Yeah. Another point over Dusha, yes.
I remember that. Too coherent. I vividly remember seeing that.
Yeah, I think you may have liked it, yeah.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah.
And I like it now.
It was one of those ones where I was like, which of the famous riddles would be the most famous that people will know the answer to? And I was like, oh,
it was a great choice.
Any tweet, here's a little tip to everyone playing along at home and hoping to beat me, the champ.
Yeah.
And to my good friends here, if it's a tweet that requires you to think at all, it's Josh Earl, because none of us are clever enough.
No, that's bad. I don't
if there isn't...
Got smooth brains.
I don't want to make the audience do
got
work.
Them smooth brains.
No. Clever. Yours are rewarding. Jackson's like, hey, think of a wet dick. And you're like, oh, yeah, cool, I'm there. Now imagine it's in a hole in the desert. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Zammit's like, hey, even though I am a grown up. Here's a stupid thing that I do, like say words wrong or get angry at the youth.
Yeah.
And Zoe, I guess Zoe is like, imagine a wet dick, but it's not in a desert in a hole. It's attached to something.
It's more of a wet dick, but it's good.
Yeah. No, a positive twist on Jackson's tweet. And mine
to be honest,
just like,
wet dick could be any of us.
That's, you could start every single Sandspence tweet with imagine a wet dick, and then
imagine
it's what's after that comma that determines who tweeted. Imagine a wet dick in the ground. Me. Imagine a wet dick, and then you punch it.
That's me.
You know. I think, Jackson, we found a new handle for you on Twitter or Instagram. Imagine a wet dick.
And you can find me, Jackson Bailey, at imagine a wet dick. You know what? That's just as good as... Because I was like, oh, no, that's ridiculous. But your current handle is at all dogs are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Current.
Current.
Hey, that's been it for how many years now, Jack?
Eight.
Yeah.
Eight.
All right, next question. Speaking of sons, like the last one did. Ooh. How come if I have my son killed, I go to hell, but when God has his son killed, he gets to be the king of heaven? Seems unfair. My son sucks.
Zoe.
Yes, Zoe.
I think that's... it's either Josh or Dusha, and if it's Josh, he hates his kids, so I'm going to say it's Dusha.
You are correct, yes.
Four.
Lucky. Four, thank God.
So my sons are in the next room, and even reading that out, I'm going, hopefully they didn't hear me just yell out, my sons suck.
Fuck them up for life. Just with
that what
one.
Are you, my
line.
Dad?
Not only is it my dad, what's your dad do? He's a podcaster. That's enough. that's like, I might as well be saving for therapy for him now, but the fact,
Just to paint a picture in the listeners' heads, you said it when you repeated it in that story, you did look over your shoulder a little nervous. This is real. This is not a bit.
It's happening. Like, it's happening before our very eyes.
They're really mean. They're going to beat me up, okay? This is a cry for help. Please, someone help me. All right, next question. I like when my girlfriend dresses up like a sexy schoolgirl because there's nothing more sexy than someone's willingness to learn.
Jackson.
Yes, Jackson.
That's Zammit, right?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good.
That's
a good
that
tweet.
That tricked me. Yeah. Because Zammit has gone on the record multiple times being like, sexy schoolgirl, everyone should... It's disgusting.
It is.
Everyone into it should go to jail.
Mm. I agree. Yeah. I stand by this statement. Like,
I agree with it.
I always get sick. Like, anything where it's like, okay, what's worse if you want to, like, your partner wants to role play and it's like, hey, I want to role play as like a sexy schoolgirl or a sexy step sibling.
Step sibling, because you can be adults.
Consensual adults.
Yeah. As in, what's worse or what's best?
Oh,
what happens?
Best.
What happens if they're a schoolgirl, but they've repeated year 12 like three or four times? Like a really dumb schoolgirl. Like.
Then they should not be having sex. Like that should be.
They
like,
should
that
also
should be a barometer.
There are other pathways, you know.
Yeah.
At that point.
But no, it's a duty of care. Don't dress up like a sexy student. Mm-hmm. It's very wrong. You purpose.
What if you get your partner to dress up like a sexy teacher, and you also dress up like a sexy teacher? So you're just two teachers
just
doing
two
it at school.
Having an affair.
Okay. Only if both of you have like really bad coffee out of a shitty mug.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you're
a
both
prerequisite
tired.
Is
yeah.
working
yeah.
on
your PhD.
That's the only thing that makes that horny.
Now, Zoe. You're the only female in the room.
To my knowledge.
Yeah. Yes, and to my knowledge, identifying female. And I don't want to, I've only met you like once before, but are you bi?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So I just want to ask, because I want to ask about if you're attracted to men, because this whole thing of schoolgirl for men, for any of us, is attractive, but like a school boy is not attractive at all, is it?
Sexy schoolboy.
Please, honey, have sex with me. Listen, I'm a sexy little boy.
Shorts and a little tie.
Short shorts.
Little boy, I've got the long socks.
Yeah, a little boy with one of those like four-colored pens is going click, 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 click.
Because nothing is unsexy. Like, there's nothing more unsexy than a teenage boy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
like,
gross.
Nothing is, like, every teenage
boy.
But
look at me, I've sprayed Lynx all over me.
Lynx, oh, Lynx.
Look at my hair, it's frosted and it's spiked.
Nah, look, I'd rather a sexy schoolgirl than a sexy schoolboy. Mm-hmm. Like, if we were picking.
Yeah.
I think
gun to your head.
Yeah, gun to my head, I would pick sexy schoolgirl. Because possibility I get a cute plaid skirt.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For sure.
Rob the schoolgirl. That's what makes it good.
I bought a plaid skirt the other week and I took it to my seamstress and was like, oh, can you shorten it a little bit? And she was like, why? And I'm like, because it's at Catholic schoolgirl length. And she was like, I don't know what that means until I showed it to, like, I put it on and I was like, this was what, and she was like, ah.
Yeah, below the knee.
Yes.
All right, next question. You're telling me a Himalayan pinked this table salt?
Yeah, Zammit.
Yes, Zammit.
Jackson.
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Zammit, yes.
That's the second time I've done that
best
format to great success. Yeah. I did not think that would work twice. I think the other one was, you're telling me a snake oiled this salesman. And I was like, no way I can pull this off a second time. And people were like, oh, it's still good. You morons, that's the same joke.
It was bad.
Jackson.
I hope I didn't like that tweet, because I didn't like it then, don't like it now.
Jackson, all of your tweets are the same. They're stories about you being in a wasteland and saying you remember the Monopoly guy, and then everyone gives you fucking 400 likes.
The people don't deserve it.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I'm not going to get on my high horse. My tweets are just violence. Yeah. They're just threats of violence and yelling. And maybe I'll be like, hey, 90s indie band name.
Yeah.
I'll just tweet out Arches of Loaf and everyone will reply, who?
Dusha, I put out a tweet, and fuck Josh, I don't hope this isn't on the list, but I put out a tweet the other day about how I have to listen to Harvey Danger, Pole Sitter, on YouTube. And I Googled it because someone's like, oh no, it's on Spotify, you're an idiot. And I Googled it because I checked my Spotify and all that was there was a tweet from Dusha from several years ago that was the same tweet.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, Spotify, we're living in like the year 2016 and I still can't listen to Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone by Harvey Danger on what the fuck?
That's amazing.
I had that CD.
It's a little to no success. But hey, I still got the CD.
2020 still haven't done anything.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Just found out my ex had to skip an ep of their favorite podcast because I was guesting on it. Anyway, I quit podcasting now as I've achieved my one and only goal. Yes, Dusha.
That is a Zoe tweet.
That is a Zoe tweet. Yeah. A point there for Dusha.
That is powerful.
Yeah. And hey, Zoe.
And I'll have to skip this episode too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Zoe, what podcast was that?
What podcast was it? Was it? Oh, Joshua Earls, Don't You Know Who I Am?
Yes.
It's well it rules done. To poison yeah. something someone loves.
Oh, it was so good. So my ex is a massive fan of Josh's and actually like introduced me to Josh's comedy. And we would like listen to Lime Champions and stuff together. And it was like this whole thing. And then we broke up, obviously. I got to go on guest on the podcast. And I ran into him at a party. And he was like, yeah, so I saw that you're in Josh's podcast. I was like, oh, what'd you think? And he's like, oh, didn't listen to it. And I was like, oh, that sucks.
It's always nice to meet a Lime Champions fan. So that is good. More Damian Lawler was the brains behind that. But what you're saying is you cost me a listener. One listener. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Exactly.
One listener for one episode.
That's all right. Next question. Big fan of any song that doesn't know how to end so quietly fades away, just like Grandma.
Dusha.
Yes, Dusha.
So one of us over Zoom has the smuggest piece of shit eating grin. And I was pretty confident who tweeted this because it sounds like me, but I knew it wasn't me. But then here I'm looking down the barrel of Joel Zammit and the fucking biggest shit eating grin I'm going to lock in Joel Zammit.
You are correct. It was a
crazy thing about that is that I remember Zammit chucking that in a chat that we have where he's like, hey, is this tweet good? Like, how? I was part of the workshopping of that and yeah, dude. Completely didn't even register. God damn.
And also, when you were talking, Jackson, how you have like a way all your tweets start the same way. Two in this episode of Joel's have been big fan of.
Yeah,
yeah,
We've all got our pitfalls in our tweets.
Exactly. Wet penis, big fan.
Yeah. Well-worn grooves, which we walk again and again in the hope of getting, you know, a certain amount of likes to validate us for the next 40-odd minutes or whatever.
I throw out two tweets in a row where I get under 50 likes. I'll be like, fuck, I need to go back to the well, figure out... What was an old classic? Threatening to fight someone? All right, here we go.
Absolutely.
Next question. Thinking a lot about how Shrek would probably love these new lockdown laws. He'd finally be able to get some peace and quiet in that swamp of his. Yeah, I reckon Shrek would think social distancing is unreal.
Jack could be Zoe. This could be Josh.
Is this a Josh Earl?
This is a Joel Dusha tweet. A point off Jackson.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, dude.
You didn't threaten to fight anyone.
Yeah, that's what threw me. Yeah.
It's like, I know you two and Mia kind of went through like a bit of a Shrek obsession for about 2 weeks
or
something.
It's because
along those lines.
Mia made me watch Shrek 2 for the podcast. And people are like, you know, this is also going to lose me some fucking followers if that tweet didn't already. But Shrek 2, everyone's like, oh, great sequel. It fucking sucks. It's just Family Guy, but early.
Oh, you know what? I'm in that fucking podcast where him and Mia are ragging on Shrek 2. I did not need to be there. Like, I did not. I got like two words in where I was like, hi, I'm Zoe Bellotta. And then they yelled for an hour. And I'm like, anyway. So I was like, okay, cool.
Mia liked it. Shrek's you were on my side, I think. It sucks.
It did suck. I felt. But I didn't have to be there for that argument. Like, I was very indifferent. If someone's like, if I was at a party, fuck, if I was at a party and someone put on Shrek 2, now maybe that rules.
Ooh. You'd be like, man, oh, yeah, maybe
that's
again?
Like a powerful
trying
move.
To fuck this sexy schoolboy is not worth it.
What's like the worst party that you've been to where something that happened? Mine is when a group of people put on like a Naruto fighting game and that was the party for the next 6 hours.
Oh, that's bad.
I wanted to kill myself.
I was once at a party in Launceston, and I was like 27, 28, and we were doing a gig, me and the Bedroom Philosopher, and people at the gig invited us back to their house for a party. They're all uni students. And when we got there, they just put on High School Musical and then watched it, and they're all saying, we're watching ironically. I'm like, no, you're all really getting into this. And I was like, I'm leaving. I'm not single. I shouldn't be here anyway. And
fair.
Left. And Justin stayed the entire duration of the film. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that Naruto video game party was my first and only time I've actually gotten blackout drunk.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Just drive something to do.
Yeah.
The last time I was at a party where something like that happened, someone tried to turn on. It was also a fighting game. I don't think it was a Naruto one, but it was might have even been Dragon Ball Z or something. And it was on for about 5 to 10 minutes until someone that was unrelated but knew one of the people walked in, picked up the chair that they were sitting on, and threw it. And then the game... they walked in like, no! Picked up the chair, threw it, and then I can't remember what happened. I know that the game stopped immediately.
I imagine it would. Yeah, that would put an end to things.
If they wanted to power through and just be like, nah, fucking,
I'm gonna keep
Naruto, like,
to be honest, that story, the moment that happened, I was only going to have respect for, regardless of the outcome. The moment that someone is thrown at a party because of a video game they've chosen, they either power through and keep playing, and I'm like, you know what? I hate that you tried to wreck this party, but you are so committed to this that I have nothing but respect. And yeah, when the game stopped, I was like, I love this guy that just charged into the room and threw his friend because he was embarrassed by the fact, I guess he wanted to play a Dragon Ball Z game.
All right, next question. Question 22. Ooh. People think Flo Rida got his name after the state, but it's actually just because of his willingness to go down on women when they have their period.
Zammit.
Yes, Zammit.
Zoe?
No, that is Josh Earl, a point off Zammit.
Zoe, trick there is Zoe would have said fat pussy at some point.
That fat puss.
This got a reaction from a lot of people, which was just, no, No, Josh. No.
Stop that.
Ah, you have different fans than us.
Yes, Jackson, Shame. Yes.
Yes, Jackson, you should remember the Monopoly More. Guy in the desert and fuck that hole.
Yeah.
Next question. It's a cold and it's a broken Despacito.
Jackson?
Yes, Jackson.
Is that Zoe?
That is Zoe, yeah. Point there for
yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah, that's great. That's very good.
It's, I'm it's really like, proud of that tweet.
It's one of those tweets that needs no editing, no fat to trim. It's just as is.
A tweet
beautiful. A la carte.
All right, second last question. Oof. Welcome to my presentation. If Wolfgang can be a name, so can Rat King. Or, alternatively, my partner is being unreasonable about the name of our firstborn. Yes, Zoe.
Zoe, that is Joel Samet, and I know that because I have had the conversation with his partner, where she said, we are not naming our baby Rat King.
You are correct,
it's
yes.
It's such a good name!
It is good, and it would set them up for life. Imagine Rat you got King. Two people that you're thinking about hiring. A Sam Smith and a Rat King.
Or a Rat King Samet!
I know who I'm hiring.
So powerful.
Yeah.
Because, like, Rat becomes a nickname, because yeah. no one's nicknaming that kid King.
King, yeah.
So.
No, you're calling him Rat Key. You're shortening it.
Yeah, Rat Key.
Be Rat, and then
old
it'll be like.
Rat Key.
Ratty. Yeah. There's nothing good. That kid doesn't. Child services quickly.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Although, look, like, we often try and, like, come up with, like, names for our future kids. Mm. And finding a male name is a lot harder than a female name for some reason.
Just continue the trend. Joel, sorted.
Yeah, I know. And then we could call it Joel-ju.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's fair. Joel-ju.
Yeah. Joel-ju. But then my partner's like, well, where's my junior? And I'm like, well, that maybe we can do that. But yeah. right boy. Now, Joel-ju.
Twins. You need to have twins.
Yeah, that's it. That's the trick, dude. Have twins.
And yeah, they won. Twins. Yeah, Joel Junior, Joel the Third.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
All right, and our last question for the game. Ooh. I pronounce TAFE like cafe to show all the tradies in my area that I'm classy.
Dusha.
Yes, Dusha.
Oh, I regret that. I think that is Joshua.
You are correct. Yes.
It is. Well done.
Hey.
That was tense, though.
It was tense.
You've just only increased your lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of, let's get these scores, because that is the final question at the end of the game. The scores are me on 1 point. I didn't get any more points.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Joel Zammit on 2 points.
Yes.
Jackson Bailey on 3 points. Oh, Zoe Bellotta on 6 points, but our winner on 9 points is Joel Dusha.
Whoa.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Congratulations.
Congrats,
congratulations.
Man.
I didn't quite
you
get
wanted
to...
it. More
you
than wanted
us.
It more, but again, 9 out of 20.
25.
9 out of 25.
But he 5.
Yeah, so I stand by what I said about Tom Ballard's 14 not being impressive, making my 9 even less impressive, and I'm happy to wear that. I'll take home the first place trophy, but I'm not happy. It's kind of like, I guess, winning a race, but missing out on your personal best by like 20 seconds. You're like, yeah, I guess I won, but...
But does it count?
I know,
really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But look at the competition one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But also, the prize for winning is you get to promote your podcast first, which with these four, it's not really much of a prize.
No.
But let's go through them.
The rest of it is just going to be like, same.
Okay, so first of all, I'd just like to take a chance. If you're listening to this podcast and you like AFL, I'm on an AFL podcast called How Good
Damn
Sleep,
it, he got us!
Which doesn't feature anyone else in this episode.
Damn it.
Hey, it's great. It's... about AFL, I'm just trying to prolong this as long as possible before I have to plug any of this
Raffle
shit
in
these
it,
idiots.
Who are the co-hosts, JD, on that one, maybe?
Mm. Oh, yeah, so it's co-hosted by Tom Reed and Sean Carney, who also have a podcast called Scaredy Boys, which is about horror movies. I'm on that as a guest. You should listen to that episode. The others in this episode do guest on that show too. Don't listen to those ones yet. I just focus on me because I did win this.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
I also have a video game podcast called Thumb. Yeah, I have a video game podcast called Thumbcramps.
I have a video game podcast on my network, Sans Fans Radio.
It's called Thumbcramps. Yeah. Each week we review three different video games. It's me, two co-hosts. And yeah, I also
two
host
absolute idiots that
don't know
them. Talk about games, but do they really play them? They play them wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's mostly, I guess, a video game podcast for those casual gamers out there that just want to hear what pro gamers have to say about video games. Sometimes we'll play games for 15 minutes and review it. An episode we recorded today, I've just found out that One host forgot to turn his microphone on. He is here today, in fact.
That's true.
So is I look forward to editing that one. And I also host a pop culture comedy podcast called Plumbing the Death Star, which every episode we ask what is deemed an important question, but it's usually something where we've just got pop culture wrong. It's fun, it's funny, it's our most popular podcast on the network, probably because I introduce it.
Yeah, I would imagine that's why. That checks out.
And you can follow me on Twitter, at douche13, so D-U-S-C-H-1-3. All of my tweets, as I just mentioned, are quite aggressive. Much better than anyone else in the show, because I
Josh,
went
he does this every episode, and you can just edit it.
Yeah.
Real down, we've gotten real good at it.
Zoe, you came second, you get to promote your podcast now.
Yeah, you can find me on Sans Pants Radio's Why Am I Sad? And if you're very nice, you will check out our YouTube channel because I direct the videos on there. And our new series, Tales from Handle Creek, starts airing in October.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
Joel Zemmett.
Yeah, I'm also on Why Am I Sad with Zoe, where we talk about, I guess, why we were sad that week.
Depression.
Mostly depression. It's our
clinical depression.
Mental health podcast where we're like, we're having a shit one. Do we try and make each other feel better? No!
Wallow in it.
Yeah.
The only podcast that got more content during lockdown. It was great.
Yeah, 100%. It's great to be like, go back to early times. We're like, they don't fucking know how long they've got. They think it's going to be over in like a week. Those idiots. So that's always fun. And me and Jack also do a Dungeons & Dragons podcast called D&D is for Nerds.
Excellent. Jackson, anything left?
No, they covered it.
Yeah.
And he does a podcast called Shut Up a Second.
Oh, yeah. Well, so does Zoe. She didn't mention
Zoe
that.
Zoe didn't mention
been
it.
In it in
yeah,
the past
I noticed.
2 years.
We left. Oh, my God, Jackson.
I'm barely in it. Jackson, you're
also Jackson.
Yeah, what?
What else do you do? Maybe by yourself. The only interesting thing you do by yourself.
I've recently
masturbate.
Hey! I've recently started streaming at twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. I started drawing on MS Paint randomly for one stream, and that's taken off and become very popular. So if you want me to draw terrible art for you, hey, go and follow me there. And I am on a podcast called Shut Up a Second, where we just talk absolute nonsense for about 40 minutes about whatever topic we think of the moment we hit record. I think that's everything.
Thank you all.
Josh, what about your podcast?
My podcast. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, do you want to plug your podcast?
So I've got a podcast called Don't You Know Who I Am? Okay. You've just listened to it. And
that's good.
Actually, Patreon subscribers. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, become one. $5 a month, you get a bonus episode every week of my podcast called Top 5, where me and a friend count down our top 5 from any topic. We've done favorite dogs. We've done best albums from the year we turned 16. We did
that's second... Great.
We've got one coming out, which is best second placed hottest 100 winners. hottest 100, yeah. Anyway, go to patreon.com/dykwia. This has been heaps of fun. I better go make amends with my family who are crying at the door because they heard it and say they suck. Hey, you guys are the best. Thanks for doing this, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
So long.
Bye. That was so much fun.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.